Hey everybody, it's Evan Arcade, and oh my what, it's another episode of Jason Patrick. What's up, Jason?
Hey man, what's going on?
Well, we have another podcast episode once again. I think we have I want to say it's a very special one, but I mean, it's a good one. I feel like it's a good one.
It's relatable. Everybody has it, so.
Yeah, I think, so last week, or not even last week, last episode. Uh-huh. Okay, we're pumping these out.
Great. Yeah, we're going.
Last episode, we talked about what the things that we come back to, we end up rewatching. Mm-hmm. And, but we also kind of touched a little bit on what our routines are, because slightly when we rewatch stuff, it becomes a routine. But we also said, you know what? What is it that we do? What other routines do we have in our daily lives that we end up doing, whether it's voluntary or involuntary? And I thought that would be a really good idea to kind of touch on and make an episode about that, especially now where everyone's day-to-day has completely changed due to this quarantine that we're currently having. Mm-hmm. And just for context, for future generations to listen to this, it is April 25th, 2020, in the midst of a quarantine thanks to COVID-19, the novel coronavirus is keeping us inside. But it made us think about routine. So what's your day-to-day routine that you've had, let's say, before the quarantine happened?
Okay, yeah, because we had talked about doing this in pre-quarantine and post-quarantine. So yeah, we can start with the pre, which there's good and bad there, as far as I'm concerned. I might have mentioned on a previous episode, I was working somewhere, eventually lost my job. So I guess we could get dark right away, because this is...
Yeah, all right, we'll do that and then come back out.
Get dark, I'll try to keep this I'll try to not go too crazy here. But basically my day was, and mostly my weekday quarantine, and that changed for a reason. I'll kind of get into that. But my routine, obviously, wake up. But after I lost my job, it involved sleeping in. So like it was a bad cycle. Let me just not hold back here. So yeah, I would sleep most of the day. Eventually I would wake up, decide I want to go out drinking. And so I would go to either Logan Arcade or usually Logan Arcade. I mean, we're not going to post a video most likely, but I'm wearing a shirt. I would go to Logan Arcade, stay there too long, drink, do drugs as well. I'm not going to get into what drugs I was doing, but I was. And, and eventually I'll drink too much to the point where I got really sad. I would get really sad.
I'm not laughing at you. And I know you said this video is not going to go along, but as you're saying this, I'm like having a beer. So funny. If we ever put this, if we ever air this, it's going to be hilarious. As he's talking, I'm just like. let me interject real quick.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It gets so bad that the people there just said, you got to go.
Oh, no. There was one time I went where I had drink a lot and I fell off. They had stools there, so I fell off. I just lost my balance. But they didn't even kick me out when that happened.
But you're a tall guy, so I mean, for you to lose the balance of it, that's...
But, basically a mix of drinking and I went to the Philippines last year, so I kind of picked up a smoking habit, which I'm still trying to kick. But, I would eventually leave, go home. Mm-hmm. Take an Uber or something, listen to sad music, get really sad. and then like rinse and repeat, And I guess I kind of get into a little, the drug I was using, that was causing, and I'm sure you have the same thing. Like when you drink too much, it's a depressant. So eventually you're going to reach a point where it makes you sad. Right. And that on top of what the other things I was doing, that usually would affect, and I knew it would, but I did it anyway. It would affect me for days after. So and especially my mental state, it would make me super depressed for a few days. But that's what I would do. I would just sleep in all day, go out and just keep doing that. Yeah. And that was kind of my weekday thing. I've mentioned my girlfriend, Christine, on a podcast here a few times, but eventually she came into my life. And so on the weekends, it was cool because she would, the ritual on the weekend became her just staying over, and she would keep me away from drinking like that. And we would just watch movies all day. Mm. And that's kind of like where I picked up my ritual, where we would, on Sundays, or either Saturday or Sunday, we would go on these long extended walks where we'll walk for like half the day, eventually eat something.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to really get into the photography and stuff. So
yeah,
that was my ritual pre-quarantine. Weekdays, and then the weekends were a lot better. It was easier to stay away from those vices. But right. On the weekdays, I was on my own, and it was hard for me to have that discipline not to do those type of things. But that's behind me for now, which I'll get into later.
Yeah. It's interesting because at the same time, you think you're over something, but you're really, I say this out of experience as well, mm-hmm. is that you're really just replacing what it was before, right? Like, in a way, even though drinking was a depressant, but it was also a way for you to kind of to numb the pain or whatever it is that you're feeling.
Yeah.
Obviously it's a drug, so it's kind of helping you cope, even though it's not helping you cope in the right way. So and then you're replacing that because you found somebody, whether it's somebody like a new partner, a new love interest, or even friends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those people are basically replacing that feeling, right? Like, they're giving you that feeling, but in a better way, because it's a more positive.
For sure.
It's giving you the same effect of making you feel better, but it doesn't have like the negative effects of what like alcohol and drugs would give you. So yeah. I think that's how a lot of also addicts kind of turn themselves around.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, I don't have too much experience in that, but I have experience of that with my family. Well, like, I have a family member who's into hard drugs, really hard drugs, stuff that mm-hmm. where it's like OD'd a couple of times. So, mm-hmm. and now he's like, I'm not saying he's like doing great or amazingly, but he's found somebody who obviously cares for him really well and tolerates him. And from what I can tell, he's maintaining. I don't know, sometimes he still like drinks and whatever like that, but I know he's replaced mm-hmm. that because he's found something else that keeps him, keeps him occupied. You know,
for sure.
You don't have time to drink because you have kids to take care of, or you have to go to work. you have to maintain the family, provide mm-hmm. family, which is provides also a bunch of whole new amount of stressors, to do that. But at the very least, you have somebody who's going to be there to tolerate you, or not even tolerate you, but, that wants.
And even part of that, I'm so happy Christina is like such a positive influence on me. But, I also, I'm definitely not there yet, but. Also being able to get there on my own, not wanting to rely on somebody for my happiness, So I'm definitely trying to get there with it, and
but
work in progress.
What would you say? Because this, while that was your routine mm-hmm. prior to this, most recently, right?
Yeah.
What was like the routine for you, like even before that?
Even before that.
Yeah. Like, what's the day look like? Back then,
I mean,
it was temporary, right? But, I mean,
yeah, for sure.
Time and depression took a while, but I mean, mm-hmm. it's still temporary.
Mm-hmm.
You might fall back into that. And that's a different routine. That's like the routine of depression.
Yeah, right? Of an addict. Yeah, for sure.
That could happen. But what is mm-hmm. it for you just on a normal day when you were working or whatever?
I mean, that was pretty mundane, because I was working for Venmo and I had a 9-to-5, which eventually became an 8-to-4. So mm-hmm. it was just working all day. And usually
that's what routine is. It's mundane.
Yeah. It drains you. So at the end of the day, you're not really up for much. So weekdays were pretty boring. Just go home, usually sleep. Yeah. It was just sleep and work is all it was. And weekends were more interesting. We had happy hours on Fridays, so I would always hang out at work and drink there on Fridays, and that usually will ruin my Saturday. I'm sorry, I'm getting back into the dark stuff.
No,
I mean, that's what it is. It was a 9-to-5. That's why I'm so like, that's why I enjoyed the Uber Eats thing, because it was so, you make your own hours, and having to work those long hours and just sitting down at a computer, that really does drain you.
No, totally.
For sure. So I'm like, I could potentially get the job back. Like, I was talking to my mom today about that, and I don't think I want it back. It was a great job, great pay, great benefits, but I don't know if I wanted to go back to that.
Yeah. I would say in terms of me, my day-to-day has always been, I lost my job in 2018, late 2018.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I worked for like a big also company. I mean, it's almost as big as like Venmo. Well, it's probably bigger. I don't know. It was a movie studio.
Yeah.
It was for Nerdist.
So what was that? Nerdist, Geek and Sundry?
Yeah, but they were all owned by Legendary Pictures, which, you know, makes Godzilla films, Pacific Rim.
Superman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Superman. Yeah, all the new stuff like that, yeah. And but like a 9-to-5 type of same day job, whatever. Get up, go to work. Work all those time and you just get drained being there. I mean, for me at that time, you know, there's a lot of nerds and stuff like that. Even then, it's just kind of, it still gets exhausting. I'm more of an introverted extrovert. So being people who are like, it's like a switch for them. Like they have to be funny and they have to be like, hey, get all the attention on me. And it's just, you know, and it's like, because I mean, like the way I am here, this is the true me, but I never could feel like I could be myself in the larger groups. Maybe I could have in the, I mean, they were very welcoming and open, but I just always felt like it's me versus them. I mean, that's how I always felt and everything else. Nowadays, though, it's much more, I've been working from home for the past, like, year and a half.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of, in this sort of situation, I feel like it's important to have a routine. Because you could fall into that slump of, like, I don't have a job, I don't have to do anything, I'm just going to sleep all day, watch movies, play video games. Which is completely unproductive, especially for an artist or designer, when you're just constantly have to be creating and making, or, you know, maintaining your portfolio. So, and even then, I don't have it, you know, I don't have it right. Like, I still kind of diverge from that. But it's like, you know, you wake up, make some coffee. I mean, I was with somebody who was really into coffee and kind of a coffee snob. She was really into, like, how to make it stuff, and I kind of got into it as well. So now, especially now, nowadays it's more of like, back then I was just using like a coffee maker type thing, but just I was always more of a tea guy, but I just started having coffee and just kind of get up, have my coffee, and then make sure I would like check all my emails and stuff and see if anything was coming in. And then somewhere, because it's such a big day, it's just like, what can I do? Like, I would probably always go out and go for a walk, you know, get by a coffee on my walk sometimes.
Yeah.
Take the dog with me a lot of times, read while I'm out there, draw a sketch, and then come back and then hopefully sit down in front of my computer and then try to design something, because
for sure
you run a business and it's like you have to constantly be creating stuff in order for it to sell. You know, it's like I have a lot of products on there, and the good thing is that I don't have to actually make them. It's like if people like them, they'll end up buying it, you know, and then that's great. But it's a constant thing where it's a different kind of pressure, you know. It's like you're aware of the fact that you don't have a steady paycheck anymore, so you constantly have to force yourself, like you have to work because you're not getting unemployment anymore or anything like that. So that's what it was like before that. And the funny thing is, like, we're going to segue into this, because what is it now, because after quarantine, right? And my routine is kind of more or less stayed the same, because I'm still working,
because you were working from home, right? Which I wanted to like ask about that, because I mean, I would work from home occasionally. When I worked at Venmo, we were allowed to like 2 months, 2 days a month to do it. But yeah, a lot of people are now transitioning to just work from home, and there's just that weird thing where like your home is your office, and then until the hours are done, and then it's not, but you're still stuck inside this place.
Yeah.
So like, how is that? I guess like,
And that's the thing too. It's like there's so many distractions, obviously, because you know. When you're home, you're always going to be, there's so many things you'd rather be doing.
Yeah.
and even then it's like, it's a waste of time. Everything else that I do now, I have a clearer mind of like, or more of sense of urgency. Right. Cause like, I think we talked about this personally on the side, is we're like, I was on unemployment for a while, but then it ran out, you know, like as all things do, wasn't allowed to get back on anymore. So it was kind of like a rush to like find more work. Push more of my stuff, getting more stuff, like going into depth, trying to make more stuff as well, you know, like producing products and things that I wanted to sell, in hopes that it would like help me out. And there was a couple of times where I made some cash here and there, but it's just like, you keep maintaining that. And at the same time, now I think it's a little harder for me to have that same sense of freedom. Cause I used to do that. I used to walk when I would go on my walks. God damn, I love this life. I'm just taking my walk. I got my coffee. Everyone else is in a in an office.
Got a little sketchbook and
a little sketchbook sitting there like every other. And I'm like all the other white people out here just walking, no cares in the world. They get to work anywhere they are. I love that. I'm finally like one of these guys. But no, I mean, like, it was just kind of an illusion, because it's like, no, you really need to get to sit down and get back to work, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I would spend not even as many hours as I should have. Ideally, like, I had made like a plan. It's like, you have to like design a couple of things a week, you know? And it's kind of like normal. You have to treat it like a real job. You have to say, like, you have, these are your goals or these are your tasks. You have to get this out by then. Nobody's there. Nobody cares if you release anything or not. But for you, it's just like you need to be productive.
Yeah.
And now that I can't go out to my walks or do stuff like that, it feels different. It's like somebody's grounding me. I mean, everyone's grounded. But for me, it's like you can't walk. You have to sit down and you have to do something. You know, you have to make something, because otherwise, what are you doing? Because like, I'm just stuck watching Netflix and the same shit over and over again. Mm-hmm. You know,
I think there's like a lot of like, people posting about that, you know, like you're talking about your need to be productive. You know, a lot of people are posting about like, hey, don't be so hard on yourself. Like,
right.
we're all stuck in this place right now, and there's days where the days aren't going to play out as you expect them to, and don't really beat yourself up too much over it.
But here's the thing with that, like, I get that with somebody who's like, I don't know if it's different for, I mean, I think it is different for people who aren't designers or artists and stuff
for sure.
That. Like, if you're complete, like, if you lose your job to something like that, I can't expect you, or I don't think anybody else should expect you to be like, well, why don't you do something at home or learn a new skill? And it's like, that's weird. Like, what are you asking? For me, it's like, if I don't do it, it's like, that's your livelihood. You know, you should beat yourself up about it, because... Yeah.
Even like something as mundane as this, like, not mundane, but like, hey, I want to have a daily workout routine, or I want to eat right today, you know, and stuff like that. It's like, some days you're going to do it and some days you're not. And
definitely. There's always going to be like those days where you, like, you know, your cheat days, and I'll try to maintain that. I think that's, and leading into that, I think that's another routine that's been picked up, which I think is kind of a negative routine in my case, because you don't have money to spend, but I, you know, especially now everyone's ordering out to eat, you know, and I started doing that more often myself, even though, like, you shouldn't be spending, you have food here, you can cook, but then I should do it, you know, I'm gonna order some food. That's, I feel like that's a negative thing, a negative routine to do, because sometimes I'll do that as a reward, which is fine. I think, you know, like when I recently got another job finally, and I immediately, when that happened, I was like, I'm ordering out. Which I think that's fine. I mean, that's cool. But then, like, I think since then, I've been ordering out a lot. And it's like, dude, you haven't even been paid yet. Chill out. So.
Well, it's like, I'm back at home. So, like, thankfully, my sister cooks most days. You know, every now and then I do attempt to cook. I did. We recently announced a morning show, and by the time this... people listen to this, like, it's already going to have happened. But I attempted to make pizza, which I believe I'm not sure if we discussed this off air or not on our last episode, but I attempted to make like a grandma style Sicilian style pizza, you know, like a sheet pan, and it was just the fucking worst thing ever. It's the worst pizza I've ever tasted, and I made it, so hooray for me. But and then I also tried to make Neapolitan, but how do you say it in the Italian way?
Neapolitano, I think.
I don't know. But I was trying to make it. Was it yesterday? Yeah, it was fucking yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm stretching the dough. The first pizza I make, I'm like, this one's too small. Has to be 12 inches. Second one, I'm like, this is a little bit better. This is a fucking good looking pizza.
We'll save that for tomorrow.
Am I saving it?
I think you should.
All right.
That's more important for that sort of thing.
You should cut that out then completely.
Nah, that's fine. just to get.
Well, the point is,
So, because I was talking about eating.
You're like ordering out. My sister's cooking. Yeah.
You make it, yeah. you guys are making more of like a effort to make. And well, I mean, in families, that's typically what happens anyway. Like
you're
just cooking, something like that. Someone's always cooking. Like if I was back home, there was a moment where I thought I almost had to move back home again a second time, which to me would have been fucking trauma, not traumatizing, but just like devastating. Because it's like you failed again, and now you're back again. Not necessarily. It's like they say, life's a bitch, but then it still goes on. You know, you find a way to make it work. But luckily, I'm still here. I don't know for how long, because it's the pain in the ass to live in LA. It's hard, and I don't think unless you're really making it, it's different.
And yeah, I've ended back here twice. Once I was with my ex, and then we made a decision to move back here. The last time I came back, I was very unhappy wanting to be here. Like I didn't even really decorate. It took us forever to get a proper couch and everything. Cause I didn't want to furnish it. Cause I didn't want to have a sense of permanence here. That's not where I wanted to be. So this time around, I'm much more comfortable. It's still been rough. We're in this quarantine. So we're all stuck with each other. So we are butting heads, which I'll kind of get into that on our morning show. But, yeah, I'm just trying to, treat it better this time just to feel better about life in general.
Yeah. I would say in terms of, I wanted to also touch on what are other routines that we have throughout the year. And I think we also kind of touched on this a little bit last episode was because of certain movies that we watch or things that we listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, I think, and this is a kind of a routine that a lot of people have, is that you end up watching the same films during the holidays.
For sure.
Right? Like Halloween, you were saying, you kind of make an effort to watch,
Yeah, I'm trying to watch.
Try, at least.
For sure.
And the same thing for the holidays, I was going to say Halloween again. Christmas, everyone watches, the same Christmas films over and over again.
Well, out there,
You do that.
How's your Christmas out there? Like, how is your Christmas day usually in L.A.?
That's funny you mentioned that, because I think, and this is one thing we didn't really touch on in the outline, is what kind of routines have you picked up from family that you take with you? Mm-hmm. And it's that's always been a thing where for us, it was always, and I guess it's almost like a tradition, where on Christmas Day, we always went out to go see a movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we would the whole family, we'd find something that's what we go out to do. And we would order pizza. Some people do the Chinese food on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. We would order pizza and go see a movie if we can go do that. And that's what I do here. Ever since I moved out, I try to go out and see a movie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I try to see movies anyway, but it's always one of those things where we used to always do this, so I'm gonna go see a movie. I remember seeing back in the day on Christmas Eve. We wouldn't go to the movies on Christmas Eve. We would go on Christmas Day. But out here, they would be showing a film at the New Beverly Theater, Tarantino's Theater, or the Silent Theater, which is shut down. They had Battle Royale on Christmas Eve, and I was see that. Stuff like that we would always do. The fact that we watched Love Actually and all those other stupid movies on Christmas, because my mom loves those films.
Yeah.
I watch that because it makes me feel like I'm with my family in a way, So that more than anything, for Halloween, I probably try to watch a couple of horror films, but Christmas, or even though I'm not really big on the holidays or that particular holiday, I do it because of how much my mom loves it, or my family really enjoy doing. Even when my sister would come over, she's like, we have to watch these movies. You got to get all these.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah, and it's cool. I like it because she would come over, my sister, so. For people out of context, for people who don't know, I think I mentioned it a couple of times, and people know me from the Instagram, but originally from Chicago, I moved out here 12 years ago or 13 years ago, moved back briefly, come back again. But one of my sisters moved out here as well, 5 years ago. So she's out here. So we hang out once in a while and we'll go to the movies, and on holidays, we end up hanging out too, because we're the only family here. I mean, we don't have to. There's a couple of times where I wouldn't care if we didn't,
Oh, jeez.
Not that I hate
Hopefully
her,
she doesn't listen.
No, it's just one of those things where whatever, It's so funny because despite the fact that the Mexican families are very close, we're all very independent of one another. So nobody really. My mom's the only one who gets emotional when we're not all together. Everyone else is just like, whatever. I'm sure when someone passes away, we all feel differently. So it's like my sister, when it's possible, we hang out together. And she, even on normal days back in the day, I say back in the day because it's been a while, but she would come over and hang out and we would just watch movies. Well, more like she would watch whatever she wants because she doesn't have any of the Netflix or anything like that. So she would just be watching his movies and I'd come home one day or if I say, hey, can you watch the dog while I'm at work or whatever? And she'd be just watching horror movies here. So, but yeah, I mean, that's all I could think about in terms of that.
Yeah, I mean, as far as Christmas, when I was younger, we had like a few different traditions or routines for that, but those kind of changed, obviously the night before, because I come from a mixed family. My mom's Irish and German. My dad's Puerto Rican. So like we never really. I know a lot of like Hispanic families do the whole
I was wondering what
midnight.
your mom's name was, what it was.
Marianne?
Yeah,
Yeah,
it
she's
sounded
her Marianne
good.
Grover is her last name. But so like Hispanic families, they usually do that midnight Christmas thing. They open presents. And we always did Christmas morning, which for me it made sense. It's like, if you did this whole Santa Claus mythos, if you're doing it at midnight, when the fuck is he bringing the presents? You know what I mean? But anyway, we would do it in the morning, but like the night before, we would leave out cookies and milk for Santa, obviously, so that my mom or dad could eat them while they're wrapping presents. And I knew like leading up to it, we would always help decorate the tree. Like we would build our fake tree and do colored lights. And eventually, my sister's like a Martha Stewart, so like she's really good at decorating. And so she handles all that now and just kind of does that on her own.
I
So,
hate that. I absolutely hated that. I think part of the reason why I hate it so much is because how much my mom and my dad put us through. Decorate the outside and get all the lights out.
We only did the tree, and I loved it because like we would have the box of ornaments, and it's like you're a kid, and they're handing you the ornament, and you put it up, and it was beautiful. And eventually, that went away, which I was kind of mad at first about it, but now I'm fine not decorating the tree. But Christmas is nice. Like we don't leave the house really. We have our Christmas morning with the immediate family, kind of. Sexist here, but the guy after Christmas, the guys chill out, watch football, watch a woman cook, and then in the night we have like close friends and family over and stuff. So Christmas is simple, and in regards to Halloween, as much as I like, going to like Halloween costume parties or like going to haunted houses, me and my sister really love doing that. Halloween, I like that to be low key. I like to be here at the house so that when trick or treaters are
Might be
coming.
the day of.
Yeah, like the day of, I just want to be at home. It's hit or miss every year as far as trick or treating, and we're probably gonna have a miss year,
I was just
which.
thinking, I'm gonna say, like, I feel like it's kind of gone down
Yeah, and
regardless.
sometimes it goes up, and like this year, I was this summer, and this which is fucking canceled pretty much. This whole year's canceled. We got July 4th, so like on a Friday or Saturday. Halloween's on a Saturday this year. It's like it's awesome, but. Who knows how it's
I
actually
think
going to
there's
be
plenty of
now.
that, yeah.
But yeah, the point is I just like to keep it low key. I always want to see Halloween on Halloween.
Yeah.
I think I didn't do it this year. Shame on me, but yeah.
You mean last year?
Oh yeah, past year. Last past Halloween. So I mean I know you said I know we kind of got into the post quarantine thing and whatnot. But like, how has that changed for you post quarantine?
It's
Or
the
not post quarantine, but quarantine. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
I guess we're not past it. We're
yeah
not
yeah
anywhere
yeah
near being
Oh
past
yeah,
it, but
that'll be interesting too when
yeah,
that
for
comes
sure.
around. Like I mentioned, like the routines still stay the same. There's certain things I can't do, but I think now one thing that is like I guess like a routine that you should be aware of, right, is the fact that you have to remember to like put on a mask. Like that's a new thing. Like I mean,
For sure.
hygiene is supposed to be important no matter what. I think And I think that's one thing I haven't actually mentioned is like I've been washing my hands way too much, like a person who has OCD. Like even some
I
people,
have other friends who've do that too.
and some people were like telling me like if you don't come into contact with me, why are you doing it so much? I'm like, I don't know. What if someone's like walking by and touches my doorknob? Like why would you do that? I don't know. I
You're ordering a
mean,
lot of Uber, like you said, so maybe
I don't know who's touching what. I mean, we obviously I'm in an apartment building and we share the same back door where we take the dogs out. I don't know if anybody has anything that they're touching the doorknob. I go out there and
Who
clean
let them
it.
out?
Was that?
Who let them out?
Who let them out?
They're the dogs. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about
A horrible joke.
that.
But yeah, no, it's one of those things where it's like it's gotten so bad. Like you come in, every single thing, like, dude, I will go come in from whatever, take the dog out again, come back, wash him again, go get the mail, wash the hands again, take out the trash, wash my hands
That
again.
makes sense. I guess that makes sense.
Every little thing, and it's like it's got, I
I
mean,
think you should take the dog out, get the mail, and take
at the
the
same
trash
time.
out all in
But yeah,
the
no, that's the next step. That's what it should happen. Which is stupid, right? Because it's like, duh, I still have a bunch of trash here that I haven't taken out yet. But on top of that, it's like to remember, like I think now, and I don't know if I don't know if it's mandatory over there in Chicago, but over here it's like you can get fined. Supposedly, you get fined if you're not wearing a face mask
I
when
think they're
you
going to
go out.
start instituting that where, like, if you go into a store, you have to be wearing a mask.
Where,
But I
yeah,
think when you're on the streets, I don't think
out here you just
people are saying
have.
anything.
Like if the
Okay.
cops see you supposedly, but nobody's actually.
Yeah, they got to enforce the things, right?
I've been pretty good about it. For me, it's almost like it's like cosplay. Like I just enjoy like yeah, I'm dressing up. Like and for those who follow me on Instagram, you see me dressing up or have like different masks on. I have goggles now. It's just it's almost become an excuse for me to become out more outlandish. Like everyone wants it to become a Mad Max style apocalypse, or it's like dressed all crazy. But yesterday. Yeah, yesterday I took the dog out for a walk and I completely forgot the mask and I just completely felt super like anxious the entire time. And it was also very windy, so I was like, oh shit, even worse, So I think that's when like there's a lot of anxiety that's kind of crept in more so than what I'm normally used to in terms of like what's happening now or how things are changing. Like I made that my routine, but at the same time now I'm just like worried about everything, It's like it
Well,
can't.
it's even weird, like when you're watching something, like I'll be watching a movie or a TV show and people are doing things that we don't do now,
Yeah.
and it's just like it's weird to see them do that because we're getting to the point where this is not the norm anymore, and so it's very weird.
Well, it's one thing, and I know we'll touch this on more on the morning show, and when we do a recap of this, like eventually whenever we come out of this quarantine, I was mentioning to my friend because we met in a bar, and he'd like to say that he saved me from another gay guy hitting on me, but he's gay, and he's stopped him from hit. He wanted to get with you. I'm like, dude, I had it under control. But anyway, became good friends, and but we were bar buddies basically. So we would always hang out at the bar, and we were just talking about it. Like I was asking him, like, how you doing? How you been holding up? Because whenever you would have a rough day, he's like, hey, do you want to go? Go to the bar. And there's it, after and that became another routine too. It was like we would always be there. I would always be there on Wednesdays, and I'd always be there like on Sundays. Sundays was more like the party day. Wednesdays would be more like the chill day, where actually no, Mondays. I used to drink a lot, so
Yeah,
I
for
don't
sure.
know.
Mondays and Wednesdays were my
I don't
days.
consider this dark, but I drank a lot. I think I started drinking too much during my last job.
Well, yeah, for sure. And like my, to get into my like quarantine life, like it's a lot better than what it was. And speaking of you saying like eventually when things kind of get to some sense of normalcy, speaking on that for me personally, like that's going to be the true test. 'Cause like, so like when this quarantine happened, that's right around the time, like, hey, I want to get sober. So like, I moved back home, so
It's a
that
good
helped a
time, yeah.
lot. And then I was working. So like the only vice I really had was like the cigarette smoking. But I pretty much, if you follow me on social media or anything like that, I'm not like you know, throwing that sobriety thing out there, like how people like throw it in people's faces. I just, you know, whenever I reach some sort of milestone, I do post about it. So like I would do it every week. And then I finally made a month, like, I guess 2 weeks ago I made a month. So like now I'm just going to post it once I reach like a monthly plateau there. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's easier for me. Like I'm sure I've mentioned this on a previous episode. It's like, I've never been one to drink at home. The only time I did drink at home, which I have fond memories of that, and that's when we met. We met through playing Destiny. You know, at the end of the night, I would make myself a few old fashions and go on some raids, and like those were good times. Like it wasn't an issue. You know what I mean? Like I'm having one or two cocktails just to kind of loosen up and do that. But you know, yeah. So on this quarantine, I've been completely sober in regards to that, and obviously ritual has changed. Like, you know, those daily walks that I was mentioning that I would go with Christina on the weekends. And we do still have our walks every Sunday. But I've been doing that on a daily basis. I go for a walk. Maybe too much. Maybe I shouldn't be leaving the house so often. But yeah, usually it's just...
You're not around other people.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go to... I usually go on a walk. I go to Dark Matter to get a coffee, but that's not really an issue because they only let one person in at a time. Wow. And which is fine because it's never like super busy, so it's usually empty or one person in there. It's like I'll go on that walk, and that's where I'll still keep up with my photography, and then I'll go home or go to a store because like there's not much to do now. So like I've kind of been, you know, I hit on the pizza thing. I've been trying to get into baking and stuff like that. So like every week now I make chocolate chip cookies. You might have some coming your way whenever I send that package.
I was going to say something, but I was like, I don't know.
I was going to surprise. I mean, so I made cookies the other day. They're amazing, but I'm probably not shipping this package till Monday to you. So I'm going to make another batch so I can send you fresher ones. and I'll probably eat the ones that are sitting over there. But I kind of got excited about this recipe.
Cool. That's like a positive thing that's come out of
for sure.
Your routine that's come out of this.
Yeah, and I love it. And like to top, you know, so like the past 3 Sundays I've made cookies and they've gotten better and better. And now I, the last 2 times I made them, I'll put bags of cookie in little, you know, little Ziploc bags and like hit up a few friends' houses and just drop the cookies off. Awesome. Like, I'd be like, hey, there's cookies outside your door. Enjoy them. I'm going to keep doing that.
That's another thing too. Like another, it feels funny to me touching on like, that's another routine. This is another routine. But it's like, it's become a thing now where people are helping out each other in a way where it's like, hey, I have this, who wants this? It's become a thing. I mean, I'm not saying that's a routine, but it's become like a kind of a new thing where people say like, I have this, who needs this? You know, like, or I'm making this, or I have plenty of this. And then most people are doing this altruistically, right? They're just saying, here, take this because I have a lot of this.
For sure.
Which is like, it's always been available, but I feel like it's now become more of a thing because everyone's like, well, no one's working. So it's like, I have an abundance of this fruit in my backyard, or I decided to make all this and I have too much. Like the new job that I started, a guy and his family, they bought a ton of yeast. So they're just baking a ton of bread. And they're like, if you want a loaf of bread, just come by and we'll give you bread, you know? And so in the same way, it's like, it's become this bartering system where it's like, well, I have this. And like, well, we don't want anything, but like, but I'll give it to you either way, because I feel like I have to pay you in some way. So I think that's very cool. And I hope that continues beyond this, because I think it's a cooler way to, I think there's a stronger sense of community when people like look out for each other, because I think now we're realizing like the fucking government doesn't really give a shit about us. We're all standing together in alone, you know, and not alone, but you know, like it's just us, the whole typical us versus them. But now it's like the us is actually helping each other out. So I think that's very cool. I also wanted to tell you, I wanted to say too, like, because you mentioned the walks, and I think that's another huge thing that started for me too. Like once I quit drinking, I started going on walks. So it just became one of those things where it's like, it became a melancholic thing where like, I'm sad, I'm going to go for a walk, you know? And, I just kept walking and I would just do the walks that I started it because I was depressed, you know, I just wanted to clear my head. And then I ended up, I would walk like fucking long ass distances. I was just like, I would come home like ragged, like tired, and like if I got stranded, right? Like I didn't call an Uber or whatever. I would walk from downtown all the way back to my house. And everyone's like, "What are you doing? Like, why are you walking?" Like this whole thing. I was like, "That's yeah, whatever. It's not a big deal." And that helped me in a lot in terms of like I lost a lot of weight during that whole time where I quit drinking, I stopped eating out, and all these walks. Completely like, people look at me now like, "Dude, you just like look completely different." And it's been changing now because we were saying like I'm ordering out a lot of food, but I think that's become a ritual where I really enjoy the walks. Like you said, it's just like it clears your mind, and I get a lot of good photos. I've met a lot of people just on my walks. Like I posted it on my Instagram. Like I met this person on the river the other day, and then like the next few days we hung out. So I think that's very cool because I've never really been that social, and it's been a habit that I want to break, to be more social and just kind of like talk to people, just to break out of the shell. Because I just think most people are dumb, but not really. Like I said, like I don't want to talk. I don't want anybody to come near me. I don't want to bother you. But it's been great, especially out here. So it's been a really fun thing to do. So I think I really enjoy like the walks. So I like, and that's what I miss now because it became such a habit, such a ritual to every day go out for your walk, no matter what it was. Now I got a new bike. So I've been doing a lot of bike riding too, and just trying to push myself. So I think that's gonna become a much more normal thing.
Yeah, I
Like
finally got my bike back
I
too,
know
so
you're a bike rider, so you're good. I mean, obviously you're good at that, but you know what that's like. So for me, I've always been hesitant about riding it out here because it's fucking dangerous. I mean, I've seen guys get hit by cars. I mean, I've never worn a helmet in all my life until like the past year, because after I saw some dude get hit, I was like, all right, I'm gonna wear a helmet. Because I mean, when I was living in Chicago and I was talking to my dad about this, we would take our bikes from like that's funny because there's a Burbank, Illinois, and there's a Burbank, California. We lived in Brighton Park, Chicago, on the south side for the longest time. Then we moved to the Burbank, Illinois. We would ride our bikes from Burbank, Illinois, all the way downtown to the lake. That's a long ass ride. And when you're young, I don't even think I ever paid attention to the miles, but it was a long ride. We would do that, no helmets, just my dad leading the way, me and my siblings. And then I would tell my dad, like, dude, I can't believe you fucking did that. Like, we could have fucking died. Like, I mean, I don't remember any occasion where we could have, like, there was an occasion, or an instance where, like, oh, I almost got hit by a car. I do remember once, like, falling. One memory that stands out is, like, I do remember making a hard turn and my seat stayed in the same direction that I was going. So
Yeah,
I
for sure.
didn't know that. But other than that, and it never happened, and we went back home and whatever. It's a long ass ride. Like I can't do that. I mean, I probably could do that now after some practice, but after all that, I was like, out here the culture too is very much like, even though there's more bike lanes popping up, it's still very much like people, the drivers,
Like car to bike ratio, or
yeah, people, they hate the cyclists.
oh
Like,
yeah, I mean people out here hate them
that's
too.
everywhere, right?
Well, for I mean, for valid reasons, like most bikers, I would say a vast majority are bikers, like do not follow the rules of the road
Yeah.
and are
Oh,
not respectful of the cars. And like I'll blow stop signs at and pass a red light every now and then, but I try to be respectful with the cars on the road. So like I totally get that. It's
for
still
sure.
dang regardless, it's still dangerous.
Yeah. But I think now, and I told other people too, for me, it's been a really great time for me to get back into it, to sort of wean myself into being able to drive on the street. Like an actual car. Like I'm much more confident now. Like I'm fucking doing my signal, my little bell, like bing, bing, bing. Like so people know. So like I'm definitely building up my confidence to be out on the street, to just
And
ride. Otherwise,
when you're not doing it for a while, it's hard. Like I remember I had taken off a while, and when I got back on a bike, it just felt so weird. But then it just becomes second nature, and
yeah. But it's like
constantly looking over your shoulder, and like you said, signaling and stuff.
it feels like that first time when you're getting onto the highway, when you're learning to drive, oh shit.
I don't know that feeling, but
Well, for the ones that are listening, you guys know.
But it's not all about me, I know.
But but yeah, it's a lot like that where it's like, oh my God, I'm gonna do it. I'm like, I'm not fast enough. This guy behind me is waiting, and it's like, no, you know, they have to wait for you. You know, better be patient. You have to share the road with people. There's a bike lane here. They have to be aware that there's, you know, cyclists. Mm-hmm. So I'm really enjoying that. And I mean, another thing I learned is that there's a lot of fucking hills over here. So it's been really a pain in the ass to get around. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. The only other thing I wanted to touch on too is like, can you think of other? I was gonna say there's some negative. Rituals that we have to touch on. I think one of the most popular ones that everyone has is that, and it's almost involuntary, is that everyone checks social media now. It's like it's become secondhand. Like you don't even realize that you wake up, you check social media. Before you go to sleep, you check social media. I was mentioning it to you. Sometimes it's like, and this is a general thing where everyone checks on their exes, things like that. But like, can you think of other negative routines? I think we touched on a lot of them already.
I mean, so like I have this bad habit. I mean, so yeah, the social media thing is definitely, it's gotten a little bit worse. I mean, we're at home, so it goes without saying. If you're at home, you're going to be on your phone, and that's just the fact of the matter. You know, but you know, I had that screen time thing that Apple has, so it'll give me that weekly report of how many. So it's bad. It's like at 6 hours a day, something like that.
A day.
I think it went down like 7% from last week, but it's still bad.
Yeah.
And then I have this. Well, I have a bad habit where, I mean, I usually only eat like 2 meals a day, but if I stay up late enough, which I don't, like I'm usually in bed, which. I do like this ever since I guess I was working at Venmo. I had that morning job, so my sleep schedule is normal. I used to be a night owl. Yeah. I'm sure you knew this. Like I used to be up to like 4 or 5 in the morning, but now I'm in bed by noon usually and up by like 8 or 9 o'clock. So like that's been cool, you know. Yeah. So I could get up and make breakfast and whatnot. But usually towards the end of the night, you know, whatever we had for dinner, I'll have that extra meal late at night before I go to bed, which is always bad.
Yeah.
And then cookies and milk. That's not really an issue when I'm not living at home, but my mom has the habit of stocking the house with sweets. Also, I've been making weekly cookies, like I said. So like,
you're making them now.
For me, it's like a comfort to.
For sure.
It's a comfort to have a glass of milk and a cookie and then go to bed. And like some, you know, I feel like I can't fall asleep without that. I'm not sure if you ever knew this about me. It's just a habit I've never kicked, which is awful. One day. No, I suck my thumb.
Really?
I suck my thumb. And you know, if the people who know me, you could like catch me do it. I mean, I'm like, obviously.
Isn't that when you're sleeping? This is just in general.
No. It's usually when I'm sleeping. I mean, yeah, it's when I'm sleeping.
Well, I never seen you. I mean, we've been in hotel rooms together, but
yeah,
too wasted.
I guess you just never, you know, like me and Avanon have hung out a few times in California, but like and in Chicago. But yeah, I have this thing, but it's mainly with sleep. I do have to do it when I sleep, and I try not to, but sometimes I can't fall asleep, which is why I have an overbite.
Never met anybody else. I mean, I never met. That's interesting, though.
I mean, I've known two other people in my life who do it. Like, my mom always thought it was cute, which is not the way to approach it. Right. So.
The moms never. They're the worst enablers.
Not the way. It's not the way to do it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, my teeth aren't awful, but I definitely have, like, an overbite for sure. But I'm hopeful, you know, if I eventually get braces or Invisalign or something, which I do want to get, I'll have to stop it at that point.
I mean, does it still work after at our age?
I don't know. Like my sister did one of those ones, you know, where they send in
the kids.
They send it into the make a mode or whatever, a mode, and so she's been doing that for like a few months.
Has there been a difference?
I don't know. Like my brother has the best. So you go on a rant with braces. My brother has the best teeth because he got braces when he was like in his late teens. But everybody else kind of has messed up teeth.
I have an overbite, even though
mine aren't awful, but I have a pretty bad overbite.
A dentist told me once, like, you have perfect teeth, but then somebody else. I mean, it's obvious I have an overbite. It's not super obvious, but it doesn't. But that orthodontist didn't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But I never got braces either.
Yeah. And speaking of an overbite, like back in the day, you know, I mean, they still do it in video games or whatnot, but I think it was Tiger Woods Golf. They had the thing where you could do like the face, you know, like you could scan your face and then they make the character and you eventually make adjustments. And I made a character that had the fucking worst overbite. I was like
It's like the
so
Simpsons
embarrassed.
overbite.
It was bad. Like my friends were there and I'm like, oh God. They just started laughing.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I can't. I mean, I'm sure I have a lot of negative things that I do like that. But I did want to touch on the
And I
reach.
masturbate too much, but whatever. We don't
I
have to get
mean,
into
no. I was gonna mention that.
that.
I mean, the sex stuff is. I mean, I don't think my schedule or my masturbatory schedule has changed any differently. Maybe it's the volume has
Mine has
gone up a
always
little
been
bit,
kind
but
of too much. That's
no,
my
it's
schedule,
funny.
too much.
I was just gonna say it's pretty funny because it's like it's a natural thing. People do it. You should do it. I mean, if you don't do it, then you really need to do it.
People are really horny right now. Like, everybody's like
I
really horny.
was gonna be like,
Unless you live with your significant other, you're very horny.
which is funny. Okay, this is great. This is a great segue, really quick, because I know we're getting closer to the we're getting closer to the longer end of this episode. But I wanted to say, one thing that's become very routine is the way we date people. I think it's there's I mean like you know people women especially I mean I would say women I, partners in general I don't know
Okay,
if
man.
it matters I, it's and this is when I'm trying not to be politically incorrect in any of this but it's so funny because like when I mean now dating has changed right because it's a lot of social media dating or social apps you know there's Tinder OkCupid all these things so the for me like the regular route to go is you talk to them and then you ask them out and it's usually always coffee. Right, it's very random where you have something where it's going to be completely unique in itself. But it's
I've only
always
done
like,
two coffee dates and they both didn't go that well. So
for me, like, so here's the thing, and this is a
I
purposeful routine. When I
don't
go out
know.
with people, I have to tell them like we have to meet during the day, kind of,
Okay.
you know, because it's like, well, you know, because some people want to get a free dinner out of it, I don't know, whatever, during the
Okay.
evenings or go
You're
even for
cheap, I
Christmas,
see.
yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, keep
But I
interrupting.
like and I tell them this it's like the reason why is because you could if you go early and it's and for me at least for me personally it's like usually like a museum date or sadly boozy and bougie not bougie maybe like as basic as it is in California is to go on a hiking date or something but it's to go out in the day and then you kind of feel it out see how it goes. And you can kind of gauge if it's going really well, you continue on, or you maybe, you know, you do that, whatever. Or if it doesn't, you say, like, all right, cool, you
You
know,
have the
without
rest of your day, I
making,
guess. Yeah.
obviously, you still have the rest of the day to do something. I feel like that's really good. I mean, I've been on dates where I've been stood up and I'm at the museum already. And I'm like, I'm at the museum. I don't give a shit. I'm going to go. See, I wanted to be here anyway.
Yeah,
This
for sure.
person's not here and she's not going to come and see me. I'm gonna go into the museum and hang out. So I think that's always, but that's always my thing. And I feel like it's horrible to be like, that's the routine, right? Like, no matter who you are, I'm gonna say, let's go for a coffee and let's go to the museum, which seems horrible, right? Because it's like, oh, you, because a lot of people say, like, oh, you bet you say that to every person. Like, you ask them out the same way, but it's, I don't know what else there is to do. Like, the only one time where I had somebody tell me, like, come over. And that's because she had just got divorced, and well, you know. So that
Keep
was
going
random.
with the story,
There are unique moments where stuff like that happens, but
or
I mean, what else can you do? I mean, obviously, you get to know somebody really well beforehand to
And
know.
I mean, that's a good way. There's nothing wrong. Like, that's the coffee thing. That's obviously, you know, better.
I mean, because coffee
Don't
could
go
turn
to a
into
movie
something
or
else.
don't go
You
to the
could order
movies if
some
you just like
food.
to sit in a dark room. Sorry about that. What were you saying?
No, so like coffee could turn into food. Like, hey, I'm really enjoying this. Do you want to order some lunch? Do you want to go get lunch? You know, I've been on things like that where we just kind of hang out and we just go and we just end up doing something else. I mean, obviously, it takes a while for you to get to know somebody, especially now on social media. Back in the day, it was very, I mean, I'm old, but when this whole social media dating stuff started. It was very much like you have to be careful who you're talking to. You don't know who you're gonna end up meeting with. So it would take a while before you actually end up meeting somebody. So you have to really get to know somebody before you go out with them. Nowadays, it's like almost like I will see you tomorrow. You know, I mean, there's still that that concern, like this person might be crazy. But I think a lot of people, and especially now during the quarantine, I think everyone's going to be jumping at it immediately once we're allowed to.
For sure.
To just get out. I'm not saying because they're horny. I'm just saying, like, they, people just need interaction, you know? Like, I've had some friends come by, and we, not here, and I know some people get very upset or stingy about paying attention to the whole social distancing thing and not hanging out or whatever, but I've had friends ride by, or we went, like, I think we talked about it, or we've seen it. Like,
yeah, I've stopped by friends to talk with them.
We were howling equidistant of each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't, and I even said, like, hey, if you guys are riding, I'll join you guys. And I just read somewhere like, don't do that, because then it becomes a group and a bunch of people are riding around. And I get it, but it's just, I think now more than anything, I'm a very introverted extrovert, but now being cooped up like this, I really, like, I bug you, like, I want to record, because I just want to talk, because I'm so, like, I didn't realize how much I would miss interaction until I was, like, forced to be, you know, isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I would go out, it's not like I say, like, I'm like, hey, how's it going, man? How are you doing? Like, you know, I still kept to myself, but I like being around people. And, I mean, I get what do you call it? Inspired by just seeing other people, or just, like, you know, doing all that sort of thing. So it's definitely changed a lot.
Well, even now, like, when you walk past a complete stranger, you're much more likely to acknowledge each other.
Yeah.
And just give yourself a nod, or, like, smile. Like, I make it a point to, like, smile at the person.
Yeah.
try in the least creepy way possible.
Yeah. But, yeah.
You know, just fellow human beings, you know?
I like that. I think
treat each other like we don't exist, you know?
Coming out of all this, too, is that everyone's kind of being nicer. I mean, I'm hoping. Outside of the people who are
hoping, like, it sticks, right?
Protesting against the quarantine, but
yeah, there's that whole aspect, which is just,
we don't want to get into that. But that's pretty much this episode.
Yeah.
Routine.
Well, like, before we go, we kind of didn't talk about this. What happened?
I mean, you want to pimp something out? Plug something?
No. Before we go, like, I was gonna say, what are some routines you want to pick up that you hope to pick up?
That's a good, and we did talk about that. And I think we'll go into more detail with this on the morning show, and this particular morning show, just because we're it'll be our first one where we talk about this. But I really enjoy, it's become very hipster or whatever, but, like, the coffee thing that we had talked about.
Yeah.
I really like that becoming a new ritual for me. Like, I got a French press, and learning about how much, you know, the ratios of, like, the water. I mean, I still don't do, like, the exact temperature. I don't have a thermometer on my water that I put in and steep in there. But I like that whole, it takes time. Like, good things take time. And so I want to apply that to other things, you know, like, whether it's cooking. I love cooking, and I think I would love baking, too. The only reason I don't bake is because I know that I would be, you know, from eating all this stuff. I live alone. I don't have anybody else. I mean, I could probably give it to friends and stuff, but
yeah, that's why I've been making it a point to do that.
But I like that the thing, and I know we didn't touch upon this, but I did want to. Maybe in a future episode, or whatever. But I wanted to talk about, like, eventually we'll probably, maybe I'll bring in somebody else to talk about. Not that designer, but I wanted to talk about my process and my routine when it comes.
No, for sure.
I mean, designs, but. I don't want to
hear about that shit anyway.
Huh?
I don't want to hear about that shit anyway.
But yeah, no, it's just like taking the time to do something right and doing well gives you something good. So I think that, and also I learned, not that I wasn't not doing this before, but supporting local businesses, realizing how what's the word? Necessary isn't the word that I want to use, but, you know, just because they're the ones who are, like, around, you know, that are keeping at bay, like, the Olive Gardens and the McDonald's and all that stuff like that, you know, without these places that we wouldn't have something else to have. So I like the idea, like, I want to become better at supporting the businesses around me, which I've been doing recently as I've been posting, like, I went back and I started buying coffee from Dark Matter. I know Jason's got me some stuff from Dark Matter, and also just out here, I've been looking for people who are roasters that are local, you know, like that are not like big corporations that have been bought out.
Yeah.
So I think that for me is just like the process of doing something really well has become something I feel like is kind of important, and it's kind of like zen in a way. Like, you know, routine can be mundane and boring because we're so used to it. We're doing the same thing. Nothing changes. But at the same time, it's a good way to fight back the uncertainty that's happening, that we don't know what's happening in front of us. Right. We don't know what's going to come next. So for us to do this ritual and this routine of coffee, like that's always constant. You can control that.
Yeah.
You know, and you can say like, I'm making this coffee, and like time stands still. Like no matter what, this is happening right now. I'm making this. Time stops, and you kind of like zone out.
You know? Yeah, and it's good to have like a mix of that, which I think we kind of forgot to. Let's backtrack on this outro. Yeah. Let's stay here for a little bit more. But like, yeah, as far as like, you know, it's good to have like a mix of both things, because like I was talking to Christina about this, and you know, I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. Like, as good as it is to have a routine, it could eventually could, you know, make life become pretty mundane if you're not putting those like moments of excitement and doing something spontaneous, you know. Which was the walks. That's why I enjoyed the walk so much. Like, we literally just pick a direction. This is the direction we're going in today, and let's see what we see.
That's a good point, yeah.
And you're going to come upon something. But, you know, there's so much comfort and in that routine. Like you're saying with the coffee making, you're doing that. I'm doing my baking. And that's something that I want to, like, go deeper into and get better at. It's, like, so hard for me just personally, just because, like, when I do something and it doesn't turn out the way I wanted to, I get really discouraged typically.
I think a lot of people do.
And so that kind of, like, stops me from getting better at those things, but I'm trying to fight against that. I made the worst pizza in the world. Eventually I'm going to get to a point, and I'll talk about this tomorrow. Eventually I want to get to a point where I know how to make a decent fucking pizza. But you know, it's what I'm trying to get at is like, it is super important to still have that excitement. And I know I'm not saying anything that hasn't been said before here, but you know, there's comfort in the routine, but also, you know, keep your life exciting doing those.
Totally. And I think, and to still stay here real quick, I think those walks do help, because I think from the routine, you get spontaneity, you can still, like, you know, come out of it. Like, and I think the walks are a perfect example of that, because even though I walk the same walk, like every other day or whatever, the same path that I decide to take, I meet new people, I make new connections. I end up doing something else, you know. Like, I end up maybe I don't walk this way anymore because I just met this person and I said I'll show them how to get over here. We end up spending the day together. I've done that before, and it's cool. But it, I mean, it's not gonna happen if I don't go out and do that walk. That the same walk that I do every week, you know. Yeah. And the same thing with like you were talking about, like, oh shit, I lost that thought. But yeah, no, it's true. Like, spontaneity is good, but at the same time, I think, and that's always been a negative thing for me too. It's like, it's hard for me to break from, like, here's like a, what would you call it? A neuroticism, or a thing that I have, a tick, not a tick. So I can't eat spicy food. Like, I could eat spicy food, but I don't like eating when I'm out. This has been a thing that I've had for the longest time. I just don't like eating when I'm out.
Okay.
Because I've had this thing where...
You mean like go to a restaurant and eat?
Yeah. That's mean like... Weird. No. No, I could do that.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Say like if we went out... Like, okay, so... Well, this is going to be a longer episode. The last time I was in Chicago... No, not the last time. The last time I was in Chicago when we hung out.
Uh-huh.
We went to that... the crab place.
Low Country?
Yeah, Low Country. And I was super afraid of going to this, because I was like, first of all, I don't like spicy stuff because it makes me sick. Or, I mean, I do like it, but it makes me enough like I gotta
have a reaction to it.
I need to have a toilet near me. And so I was very worried about that, because I don't like to be in those situations. You know, did we do anything else after that? Did we have drinks? Did we go anywhere else? I don't remember.
I think we went to like a comic book shop or a record store or something
like that. Yeah, we ended up walking around like that.
In Lakeview.
Yeah, and I think But generally, like, that sort of thing worries the hell out of me because I'm like, what if I have a gastrointestinal distress? That's what it's called, distress. So I try not to do that, but it's like, it's not a problem, but I've had that pop up again. So for me, it's like, and I think this is part of the reason why, like, ladies, if any ladies are listening, if I don't ask you out to dinner, it's because I'm worried, or like, I don't want to do anything after dinner. It's probably why. But it's because it's not even a thing that actually happens. It's just because I've had this happen to me once, and I've had that fear in me, and it's all mental, right? It's all in the head, mind, and I have to learn mind over matter. But yeah, so I try not to do that because I want to, like, just have something very simple. And I think even when I started doing coffee dates or coffee meetups, coffee would, it used to upset my stomach insanely when I was younger. That's why I never had coffee when I was younger. And to a point, it still does sometimes. But yeah, so it's like become a thing where it's like, I don't want to do that unless I've had that happen to me, because I've had some friends where we would go out to eat and I'm like, all right, I'm done for the day, or I'm going out, and they're like, hey, we're gonna go hike, let's go. And I'm like, okay. And because I really like somebody, I'll go, and then it's like, oh man, like, I shouldn't have done this, or like, and I'll still do it, but like, I gotta cut this trip short. But yeah, no, so certain things like that happens where it's like, I need to break out of those. So I wanna be better at that, because I know it's more of a mind over matter thing. It happens a lot. Like, it's funny because some friends already know that about me, and so they're like, I'm making this, but I know you can't have it, or you won't eat it because you're like this. And I'll still try it, and I'm like, I'm fine. Or like, oh, you're eating this stuff? I'm like, yeah, because I'm home, I don't have to worry about going anywhere. But yeah, that's a habit I like to break. Or, and I think that's kind of held me back a little bit, which sucks, because I think when I was in Italy, like, so many years ago, I didn't eat as much as I could have, which is really sad. I drank a lot because fucking, it's wine. I could live off of wine, but yeah, it's kind of one of those things where, like, I told people, like, I never even had spaghetti when I was out there, or any pizza. I had pizza and I had some other stuff, but ultimately, I didn't explore it like that. And I think that's why there was a quote that, this is completely off topic now at this point, but Tony Bourdain, Anthony Bourdain, was like, I'd rather spend a day in a fucking toilet, praying to God, but have like the best dinner that I had, than not to try it and never experience it. So I'm like, he's become like a personal, like, hero of me in terms of how he lived his life, and that's how I want to live my life too. So that's definitely something I want to change in terms of spontaneity and just go with it.
Yeah, and like even like in past, past relationships, that's what it would become. Like basically the relationship was going out to eat, everything centered around that, which my parents are really into that as well. So like they don't go out to eat, obviously, because we're in the quarantine right now. But like that's what, if we go on vacations or whatnot, it's usually centered around, oh, when's the next meal? What's the next restaurant we're gonna go to? And that's what kind of like what those my past relationships has become. But now there's like, this thing I got going now. It's a lot more fun because of the walks and or like the days of movie watching. Yeah, you're just sitting at home, but like you're experiencing like a piece of art while you're doing it. So
It's one of those things, like, when, like, if for you guys, like, if you're on a walk and you see something new, you like want to try it, and you wind up by trying it out or
Well,
something,
I just like that it's not centered around like eventually, eventually at some point in the day, you're gonna have to fucking eat something.
Yeah,
But
of
like it's
course.
not
I
centered
know,
around that
because
like most.
situations where they're like on dates and they're like, I'm kind of hungry. And I was like, oh shit, I was hoping we wouldn't get to this point. And then, and we'll still go out to eat, but yeah, that's for
Which
another
is
time.
cool. Well, I mean, 'cause in
Dating
regards to
is
that, like ever since the quarantine, like I mean, I'm sorry, I keep bringing up Christina. I'm sorry, Christina, she listens.
She's our only listener.
I moved back home, so like and this quarantine happened, so like she can't come over and stuff like that, but she's moving into a new place, so we're gonna get that routine back this week of having sleepovers and watching movies all day. And I'm like, I'm really excited to get back to the routine because like that made me so happy and I could see so many fucking movies, which is gonna be amazing. So like I'm really excited about that.
We could take
I
up
just wanted to
an
say
hour.
that. I don't know what my point was, but that's a routine. That's a routine that I love, and I'm happy to be getting it back. So,
cool. Yeah. I mean, I just hope for me, it's just like, I hope we'll eventually be able to get, I mean, like, I know now that I'm working full time, I can't leave my house during the week, which is one of the things that I used to like brag about. And I didn't brag about it to anybody. I would just brag it to myself. Like, I'm off from my, you know, like I'm hanging out in the middle of the day doing whatever I want. Can't really do that now that I'm working, obviously. But I'm definitely going to do a lot of it once I'm able to.
Cool.
But yeah, I think now we've said everything we've say about routines and rituals, which I think is a really good title for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you guys have any questions, definitely hit up omywad@gmail.com. Or not even questions, but like, what are your routines? What is it?
What are your routines? What is it? What do you hate about us?
Yeah. What do you hate about us? What are the routines you hate? What is something that you want to do? Let us know. Or even on the posts on our Instagram. We do have an Instagram. It is omywad. It's OHMYWAWD. And you can also follow us individually. Obviously, Hip Arcade, Hip_Arcade, and there's Evan Arcade. I'm Evan Arcade. Hip Evan_Arcade. Fuck, I have too many of these things.
I'm Boyd Decide. It's a public account now. And yeah, I run the Oh My Wad. I don't know why I said that. I'm just.
And he does. He runs it because I have too many fucking accounts.
It's a start. But
I
like,
can't add more accounts.
Yeah, follow that too, because we definitely need followers on our podcast page. So.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten a message about iTunes, but eventually we'll get on iTunes for those of you who only listen specifically on iTunes. Yeah. But I think everyone's on Spotify, and we're on Spotify too. So if you listen to Spotify, well, you're already listening to us.
Yeah, or just go to hiparcade.com, and there's a link. There's a podcast page there if you want to download it directly. So if you're on Android, it's pretty simple. Otherwise, Spotify for now. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jason, for joining me on this. Another episode, and as always, we'll see you guys. Hopefully you guys will join us for the morning show. Obviously this will be posted after the morning show, but I hope you enjoy the morning show when that comes out, and you know, like, let us know how you feel about it. And
I'm very excited about it. It should be fun.
Definitely. As always, keep playing, keep watching, keep doing what you're doing, just to do more of it.